Blog Talk Radio.
They make diss songs and plead a case. Keep it on West, cause you know how we coming. Keep it not when it look like I'm bumming. Metal detector, I still got my gun in. I'm with the gang, nigga. You know we don't play. Shout out my cousin, that nigga be sturdy. Run with the K. That nigga talk dirty, get hit up with 30. Your level, you came. We come with the thunder, we changing the weather. We making it rain. Throw all my odds, I run with my nation. My niggas don't change. Yeah, keep running your mouth, get hit in your face. Surfing through checks, I'm making it flood, they riding the waves. Courage, hit it from rain.
Motherfucking air right motherfucking now. So call that number 516-453-9133 if you ain't already, and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass. You already know this a ONE/Damon Networks production, baby. We in the motherfucking mix. This your boy Retro Mercy. How y'all doing tonight? You know, this show once a month and shit, so that should be like long ass time, so it'd be like a lot of shit that be happening in between each episode. But I like to thank everybody for listening, everybody for telling somebody to listen, and everybody for snapping on somebody for not listening. You already know, because you know we spread that type of energy, you know? It's the motherfucking hive over here. But we're gonna get into our first topic, but before we do that, I got a guest, you know what I'm saying? It's my brother, y'all know and love him, DJ Rod. Ride easy, that motherfucking boy, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Where you at, my guy? Is you on this, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, tonight we got a wide range of topics. So, first and foremost, we're going to get into this motherfucking election. You know what I'm saying? Because, oddly, this election has been some shit. I ain't even gonna lie though. America becoming real soap opera when it comes to these elections and shit. I feel like we getting real, real used to nut shit. But fucking, yeah, man, this election has been some fucking shit. Like, I don't trust this shit at all. I don't trust this shit at all. I feel like they just hit Trump with what he hit them niggas with that first go round. It's like, you think you about to buy an election, we about to rig that motherfucker triple times as bad as them niggas rigged that shit any other time. Make sure this nigga can't fucking win. Like, that shit is just, like, interesting as shit. It's like, them niggas, I seen a Joe Biden supporter pull the fucking Trump ballots out of the fucking poll thing. But it's like, how do you regulate? How do you even regulate this shit? It's just like, them niggas is just like, yeah, we're going to let the public vote for this shit. But they know most of the motherfuckers in the public not even going to attempt to vote. And then beyond that, it's like, how do you trust the fucking United States Postal Service with delivering ballots? Them niggas lose everything. Them niggas will lose anything. Like, they know, man, and their job is getting shit from point A to point B. But if anybody's ever ordered anything online, I mean, how often have you got the wrong shit or not gotten shit at all? So I don't. That shit is just interesting as shit to me. That's just my opinion. Hey, Rod, how you feel about that shit, man? What's your opinion on this election?
I feel we screwed either way. Either way, we fucked over because no matter how you look at it, either side not gonna believe the other side, so it don't matter no more. And then you got all them Q&A ass niggas and shit infiltrating into the politics and shit. Then you got Trump. He's never going to leave politics regardless. Even if he's gone, he's still going to have a hand in the whole Senate and shit. So, yeah, we're stuck with it. No matter how you look at it. Like, the whole Trumpism, cultist thing, all that shit, that's just a thing. Like, that's not going to work. So, yeah, we're about to implode. That's my take on it. About to implode, bro.
No, that's real shit though. Like, I honestly, it's funny as shit to watch. It's just like nobody's going to try. I mean, it's feel like it's been that way since Obama was in office, and like not even since Obama. I feel like since like the parties was made, the Republicans and Democrats, they don't really trust each other and shit like that. But it's like, at this point, Trump exposed so much about America to America that it's like, that shit is impossible to ignore it. And like, especially with Biden being the first president post-Trump, or so they say, like the pressure is going to be on him for real, for real. It's like, you got to calm America back down or embrace what America has become. And this shit is just like, I feel like the perfect person to play that role is Trump. So, like, I ain't even gonna lie. I'm gonna let y'all niggas know this be now. I'm gonna let y'all niggas know this now. And I don't give a fuck about y'all opinions. I ain't vote. But if I was to vote, I'd have voted for Trump. I don't fuck with Trump, so I didn't vote. But if I was to vote, I would have voted for Trump. Bro, these taxes Biden about to give out, man. I don't think niggas been reading shit. And I think niggas forgot that Biden, like, one of his hobbies is locking niggas up. I think niggas forgot that. Like, my man is a specialist at locking niggas up.
Yeah.
So, if you was, like, if you was to have a perfect presidential candidate, like, what would it be? And that's the question of the day. Y'all know we do that shit every show. You feel me? So even when we switch topics, we're going to keep coming back to this question of the day whenever new guests and new callers come on. Excuse me. But what would your perfect presidential candidate be? Anything?
Come on.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh. Perfect president of me? Somebody with integrity and somebody that cares about all people, or most people, or some with all people. or like an A for like all people. Wow. Or like somebody that cares about like people surviving off of food and jobs and shit, but like ugly and morals somewhere in there. That's my idea. You don't gotta be exactly perfect. You could be mad. Just shut the hell up half the time. Just do the job. We did it. I don't know. Just control your ego. That's my whole thing.
See, I feel like that's settling. Like, I feel like that's not enough to ask for a perfect presidential candidate. Like, I want a nigga who, like, I feel, and then it's like, it's about to sound so make-believe and shit. It's like, I want a fucking presidential candidate that's honest. You know what I'm saying? That's probably where you never gonna get. I want a presidential candidate honest in their intentions, that's not trying to lie to me, and they on some straightforward shit, that cares about money and the financial state of America, and just, even if they racist for real, like, just calm it down on the racism.
Yeah, I agree. That's what it is. He don't know how to deal with people. That's exactly what I'm saying. He don't know how to deal with people. He's not a people person. That's really how I see that. He's just not built for people.
Yo, I think niggas forgot that fucking Biden got Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. His time about to come, so don't worry. His time about to come. He about to
Like, what if it's, like, exposed that, like, Biden turns out to be, like, the worst president ever?
Well, honestly, I don't even know. This shit confusing. I don't even know. Bro, I don't even know right now, bro. It's like it's so many eyes on him right now. I don't even know. It's like
I'm
fucked up. It's like the whole country on that.
Like, me personally, I can't wait till, like, year two. Like, I just want to see the fucking criticism this nigga get. But we got like a fucking 80-year-old president, yo. Like,
yeah, the
most of
the president we ever had.
Most of the motherfuckers who he leading wasn't born when he was like wasn't alive when he was born. Like, not even half. Like fucking 80%. This is amazing.
But you know what's funny though? When Bernie was winning, that was the main reason. He too old, and then he got somebody old. That's the funny part. It was like,
Bernie
too
Bernie
old, he gonna die.
Was intact. Like, at least Bernie's brain was intact. This nigga wants a dopey dipping.
Y'all pick the same
I don't know
the floor.
And my brain cells next week, shit. Like, what the fuck? Yo, I ain't even gonna lie, bro. America, I'm ashamed. I'm appalled. Like, this shit is bad, bro. Like, how the fuck
is
this for president?
I feel like this is the reality of America. This is what we always done. Like, this is America as we knew it for real. We just didn't know how to hide it for a while. But what I also think too, instead of everybody criticizing each other and saying fuck all Trump people and shit, the only way to fix this situation is if the people, the presidents, the congressmen and all them, even regular people, try to understand what is it that they want and they feel that they've been missing since Obama, like when the Obama times came. And they feel the jobs in the way and all that shit. You gotta talk to them. You gotta see what they actually want. Some might be racist, but you know, they still might want the same thing that the person they hate wants. That's kind of how I feel on that.
I don't know, man. Americans don't know what the fuck they want.
You gotta see everybody want.
They want the White House.
Oh, you get this.
They want the White House to get younger, elect the old ass nigga with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and I want people to keep making. I want farms to keep making food, and I want meat plants to keep making meat and stuff, and I want farmers in the Midwest and stuff to have their jobs and shit because we eat all that shit.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of do wish they would invest more in, like, agriculture and, like,
it's
processed bullshit-ass food. But, you know,
yeah, most of them are Trump
supporters.
That's the funny part. But they do the jobs we need.
Listen, bro. America's going to one day find out that a brutally honest president actually wasn't the worst thing ever. But I'm pretty sure my DJ has a track. Hey, DJ, do you have a track? I like music.
Remember when that bitch said I ain't worth it? Now that bitch hurt me. Water on me and look like I'm surfing. Take you under the surface. Shorty fucked another nigga and lied about it. Think I ain't noticed. Must be thinking I ain't focused. Just in care, you know it. Beat the words that I'm flowing. Got hella hoes, ain't even on purpose. Say they number the pen and they purpose. Cause some of them worthless. Bitch ain't even worth Tory Burke, but she looking for Bergen. Give a dick to she curses. These strokes and Perkins. Hey, woke up a new man, looking back to when I only. Nice, I was trapping, we ain't get no slumber. Niggas to get packed, sheesh, that's a bummer. Landwake, go sheesh, way wonder. Oh yeah, that's right. I was living, they living to die. Pop all that shit, but don't fly. That is some shit I won't try. Niggas be thinking they lit, cause they flex when they drip. That shit is a lie. My kid's really from Paris. And my new bitch from Dubai, she pretty and fly. Hey, woke up a new man, looking back to when I only had two fans. Two Dutches and two grins. Broken shit, I ain't even had two grand. Now we up and we moving, came a long way from when I used to do this. Rockin' my day one, niggas no new friends. Stay clean, no loose ends. Coop on my door, only keep me a few friends. I ain't have a dime to my name. Now I keep me a few bands. Girls ain't like me, they thought I was corny. Now I keep me a few tens. Hitman keep shooting, winning, bring no crew in. Ooh wee, they thought I was sauce or something. They thought I was lost. Young nigga be in LA with the stars or something. No, I'm play. Nigga try me, get on the charge or something. Hey, my mama won't want for nothing, so flip on my money, I'm off or something. We gon' take the summer. Back to the winter. We don't fuck with others. Shorty is stroking. She don't fuck with rubbers. Gotta watch your back. Niggas undercover. Niggas run with dicks. Don't let them take you under.
Gang. You already
motherfucking gang. Yeah, that's me. World premiere, you saying? Dropping world premiere, you saying? We on some shit, you saying? The Curry team be out December 24th. I know I said that shit was gonna be all Halloween, but you know, record labels had the leaves and shit. Fuck y'all. Your favorite artist got had the leaves before, you know what I'm saying? Don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a young independent music artist trying to find a fuck way. So don't you judge me, you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But also still buy my album, because you know what I'm saying? It's actually gonna be a good album. But yeah. We live from the motherfucking motherland, you know what I'm saying? Lagos, Nigeria. Yeah, feel me. Call that motherfucking number. You know what I'm saying? Niggas already know. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join a motherfucking conversation. Brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass. You know what I'm saying? Name and network, O&E. You already. But back to the topic at hand. Them motherfucking Trumps, man. I said them Trumps. Them motherfucking politicians, man. Something about them niggas just make my motherfucking skin itch. And then it's like having a real politician back in office. Like, I guess niggas wanted that, but I don't see why. I don't see why. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just like, I don't know, bro. It's like double down on the fact that this nigga has Alzheimer's and we know it. It's just like, y'all couldn't pick a better motherfucker. Like, I get it. Niggas really, really, really wanted Trump out of the fucking office. But this is just like, bro,
Biden? Like, come on, bro. This, like, we just promoted an assistant. I mean, we just promoted a vice principal to principal. What the fuck is we doing? You know what I'm saying? You don't promote your vice principal to principal. You hire a new principal, and that vice principal got hate on the new principal. That's just how it goes. That's life. You don't move up chain of command. It's fuck that nigga because he was, like, in politics for 50 years, and he's this. How many times Biden been a presidential candidate? Twice? Why the fuck did we vote for him this time? Well, I ain't gonna say we. Y'all niggas know I ain't vote. You know what I'm saying? I'm ghetto. I ain't fucking vote. I ain't even gonna say I'm ghetto. I'm young and fuck, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that right. My ancestors ain't died for the right to vote. And if they did, they fucking stupid. That nigga died for y'all right to play a fucking game that was rigged. Like, niggas is like, bro, niggas gotta think about that. Them niggas died for a fucking entry spot in the Hunger Games. Like the fuck? I'm fucking dead, bro. Like, that's a fucking entry. Like, let me know if y'all don't agree with that assessment, but I feel like that assessment is, like, a very spot-on assessment of when niggas be like, yeah, well, your ancestors fought for the right to vote. Them niggas fought for the right to play a rigged game. It's like saying I just fought for the right to play on the whites-only pinball machine. Like, this shit that don't matter at all. But that's what niggas, like, care for. Like, does that make niggas happy? Like, yeah, man, we can finally vote for who's president of a country that just called us 3/5 of a person 2 years ago. I guess. Like, because it's like, you think about it, it's like, how long ago was we 3/5 of a fucking person? Bro, fuck that election and fuck them niggas. Bro, I don't give a fuck about nothing they got to say. Bro, as far as they concerned, I'm still 3/5 of a fucking person. I feel like if them niggas felt like that, then them niggas feel like that now. Like, why would they not? Like, what would be, like, what would change their opinion? Like, what had happened in this amount of time that would force them to not look at us as 3/5 of a person? Because they had to? Because that was literally a piece of paper is what told them niggas they had to. Beyond that, man, you still 3/5 of a fucking person. A piece of paper not going to tell me to fuck with you when I know I don't. You know what I'm saying? We dozens dumb shit. But we got a caller on Q. Caller number one, what's your name? Where you from? Join the madness.
Caller number one, you're online.
Okay. No.
Hey,
no.
What's up, Retro? How you doing, man? Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. I'm doing lovely. You know what I'm saying?
I know you are. First, let me answer your question. You say, who would I elect as a president?
Yeah, okay. Like, what's your perfect?
I would elect some president. I would elect a president. I guess it's like a combination of people. First of all, there's a brother that was on the ballot that a lot of people don't even know about that was called R-19. One thing about R-19 is not only who came with a concept for us to be able to live of, for, and by each other. We have yet to have a president, not just here in the United States, but even worldwide. First of all, Retro, we should have been long time ago had our own government,
mm-hmm.
especially over here in America. I look at African Americans that got this want to be liked syndrome. You understand? They're so busy wanting to be loved by people who constantly give them the circle part of the smelly area to kiss. You understand? But a perfect president to me would be someone that comes forth in the likeness of a Dr. Malachi Z. York, in the sense that he addressed the mind issue that we had as a people that has been divided and conquered in every way that you can imagine. Besides physically, extraordinary being came with a concept that not only made us look at ourselves and made us think again, with the ability to think on our own without having to have somebody else's stamp of approval. And I agree with you. Our ancestors who did all kind of things to be loved and liked, from going into all kind of restaurants, and listen to this, Retro. This might turn your stomach, but this is the truth, man. Meanwhile, our ancestors was outside of these restaurants begging to eat in these white-owned restaurants while these demonized people would not only trap into the food, spit into the food, and do some of the most disgusting stuff. You understand? What kind of nature of a people? What kind of nature of a people that constantly want to mistreat the original people of this planet? My last thing I want to say is, the same nature of a people have the nerve to go into our most ancient lands, be it over here in America or various parts of Africa, take it over, take the natural resources, starting with the people, the gold, the diamonds, everything that you can imagine that the wealth of the world is taking these resources to back the money that's generated all throughout the entire planet, Earth. They go into our continent, you understand, and take it over. So I want a president that was going to come forth and clean house. Thank you.
See, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and this is also another thing that people, like, forget or people don't necessarily include in the resources that they stole from Africa, right? They say they stole the resources from Africa, but people only really talk about the materialistic shit. Like, if the people who were slaves in Africa became, you know what I'm saying, we the ones that built the planet too. But we built this country up from the ground. Are we not a resource? Do we not produce anything? Do we not produce kids? Do we not produce, like, means to make anything? Like, are we not the resource? Like, I feel like we, the people, were the biggest resource that was actually stolen from Africa. So it's like, that in of itself, people need to value themselves more. I mean, they talk about the gold and shit that was stolen, the diamonds and shit that was stolen, the biggest resource that was stolen and mostly wasted in fucking all types of shit is the people themselves. We got another caller on too. What it do?
Yo, what's
up? Calling to you in the air.
No, not these guys.
Caller two, what's up?
Yo, is that me?
Yeah, what's up? Who this? Where are you from?
Yo, is this Retro and G? Gordon?
Nah, I don't know who that is. This is Retro and Brother. Oh, who this?
Definitely.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Sylvester.
What's going on, man?
It's good to hear from you guys. I was just waiting in queue, listening in on a little topic here and there. It's really interesting. I like what you guys got going on, you know, just dropping some love for y'all. You know, I'm really happy to be able to get on the show with y'all. It sounds really interesting. I'm loving it.
All right, so while you're here, I got a question, right? What is your perfect presidential candidate?
The perfect presidential candidate.
Yep.
All right, it's all fucked. No matter who I vote for, there's always going to be some agenda that I don't agree with. I don't, you know, who's gonna be looking out for me?
So if you had somebody who, like, what would be the qualities of a presidential candidate that would, like, stand for you?
For me, right now, we having a lot of problems with my people and governments of Canada and U.S. with land rights acquisitions, natural resources, and the ability to hunt and fish, you know, for livelihood, not only to provide for our families, but also our communities. So it's a big deal right now for Native American peoples being able to have that right. Right now in Canada, we're almost at war. You know, at this point, we have a lot of clashes with police. We have a lot of clashes with fishermen saying that we're going out of season to be able to do these things. To be able to provide for our families and stuff. So whoever, don't matter to me right now, but whoever can bring this stuff to light and give us that livelihood without being harassed, without being arrested, without having our stuff taken away from us on the spot, you know, without having to go to court and showing that we have a certain treaty that gives us these rights. That's who I'll vote for probably.
And I agree. You know, another thing that's fucked up about America is how it treats its Native Americans, and not even just the Native Americans that you can just look at and tell that they're Native Americans, but also the Native Americans that, like, they took our identity from, you know what I'm saying? Like, my family and shit like that, like, the ones that look too much like black people to be, like, Native Americans, so, like, we don't classify and we don't qualify for none of the rights and none of that shit that like, we supposed to get. I mean, not like the Native Americans, like, the ones that they recognize, they don't get shit that they're, like, supposed to get. So it's not like we complaining too much about shit that we're not going to get anyway. But it's just, like,
That's a big issue. That's a big thing that's going on. Even last year, Massachusetts, the Wampanoag in Massachusetts, you know, the guys who welcomed the motherfuckers, helped them out, did all this stuff with them, taught them how to grow corn and not fucking die, they had their land taken away last year. They had this huge court case, you know, with all this stuff going on. I just think it was unnecessary. They have this huge thing having to do with their ancestral land. They had, like, not quite a reservation, but they had land set aside for them, and they went up and dispute about it, and it was a huge thing. And not only did they lose their lands, they lost their identity as a people, and that's because a lot of them were mixed, and yeah, a lot of them looked black. But honestly, I think that was just wrong. I mean, in our culture, I don't believe in blood quantum. I believe it was, it's who you are.
Listen, man, this world is fucked up, not even just this country. Man. It's going to continue to be fucked up until motherfuckers change the system, not the people in charge of the system, not the players in the game, but the game itself. On that note, we have a track coming, you know what I'm saying, to distract y'all niggas from all this brain-engaging fucking spicy conversation, you know what I'm saying? DJ, take us away. Put us in, like, fucking sleep mode and shit.
Listen, I'm gonna thank all the people that chat out there. You know what I mean? Sylvester, thank you for calling in, man. Also, a very, very important person to me, Gordon Smith out there from Hackensack, New Jersey. You know, had our brother Sylvester call in tonight. How about that, you know what I mean, brother Retro? You know what I mean? That boy of Hackensack, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, we get on the wheels of steel.
Tonight...
Yes, indeed. And also, we want to say to this young brother, of course, this is our time. We bring on new talent. This young brother from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is a bad boy, okay? His name, okay, is Wu Diddy. And we have a track for you at this time.
Hello, guys. You know, I'm Diddy. You know, I'm funny. I'm a funny guy. You know, and I'm going to let you meet my other personalities, okay? This is Diddy.
1, 2, Skinny is coming for you. 3, 4, come get your whore. 5, 6, she's sucking the dick. 7, 8, she coming on late. 9, 10, she's sucking my chin. Yeah, she's sucking my chin. Yeah, she's sucking my chin. 10, 9, smoking it down. 8, 7, we send it up to heaven. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I got my gun. I know I'm skinny, but I wear a ton. I know I'm skinny, but I wear a ton. I'm going old school. Keep it
beam, weapon the mag. Yes, I'm a rapper, fuck being humble. I just turned 20, move like I'm older. Won't fuck that bitch, she got her order. Stop texting my DM like leave stacks alone. No disrespect, you cute, but you average at best. Don't give a fuck about you, your name should be Penny, cause bitch you worth less. Okay, that's the end of that. Anywho, I'm just in love with my music. She just be bobbing and grooving. She be like Woody, you super high. When you gon' drop your tape, they gotta wait. I so first very on. I'm too real to ever be fake. I hate drinking, but if we get lit, catch me Patron. Only need two to really get on.
Yo, niggas church, city not funny.
Nigga, I already know if my name ain't true, this quill or brick. Y'all gon' treat me like I never did shit forever. Fuck being funny, just wanna spit. Let's not forget, 2018, bit, everyone's lit. Oh, disrespect intended. Everybody was on my dick. That's in the hood and my back. Oh, off in the jokes, off my jack. I got a crazy fat. Every time's basically rap, but go look up the facts, I don't got a cap. Don't let me hop in my feelings, show you I got something to prove, city be saying, let me out, let me in, baby trying to chill, I wanna smoke this cat. Somebody had to make me mad, I started feeling it, skinny the demon, he started taking over my body, I transformed, he's skinny, embrace my case, all of my genes, got it from Nina, me.
That was from Woo Bitty, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So the artist, Retro, in the building.
So, yeah, man, I guess he was supposed to be on the show tonight, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, shit happens. Man, shit happens. But, nice song and shit, you know what I'm saying? Go check Ball out. He's a comedian and shit. He's from my favorite. He's cool, boy. He cool, people. But, and then we got another topic. It's might, you know what I'm saying? It might sting a little bit. It's still kind of like new and shit, I guess. It's like a fresh topic for some people and all that. But, that King Von shit. So, like, firstly, I'm going to give my condolences to, like, his family and loved ones and all like that shit. Now that that's out of the way, I don't really know how I feel about it. I mean, from one end, it's like, all right, so he was, like, fighting, and niggas did, you know what I'm saying? Niggas did what niggas do when niggas fight. So I can't really say I'm surprised about, like, what happened, especially after seeing it from both angles and how that shit went down. It's like, I'm surprised niggas ain't start shooting from the rip. That's, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, with your reputation, you know niggas ain't really trying to fight you because they're going to assume that you got a gun. So before I get into, like, how I really feel about the whole situation and shit, I'm going to say something that's, like, a little bit deeper. It's like, if you portray that image, bro, you literally got to live that shit every day. Like, if that's what niggas know you for, like, it's almost, you can't chill out, like, especially in, like, while you still, you're only 26, niggas still feel like you're a threat. You can't chill out until, like, you're, like, 35, for real, and niggas think, like, all right, well, you ain't knowing shit no more and stuff like that. Like, I don't know, bro, it's like, at a certain age, bro, like, niggas was in high school talking about something, I'm too old to fight. So it's like, I don't know. I wish niggas would fight more, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, when you're in a group environment like that, and you know your niggas, and you know yourself, and you know what niggas know you for, and, like, how you really got famous, because even if being King Von wasn't famous for rapping, like, he was good at it, he was a nice rapper, but he wasn't famous for rapping, he was famous because he was one of them niggas that was really in the street. So it's like, and apparently Quando Rondo and them niggas is the same way and all that shit. But I don't know, man. Like, when you know you beefing with motherfuckers, and then, like, you, if you got it, like, in your head that you about to check a motherfucker, before you check a motherfucker, bro, you got to make sure that niggas in your team, or you specifically, can, like, really handle yourselves. And so, like, really handle yourselves, y'all niggas need guns. Like, you know what I'm saying? Also, like, for niggas who rap, like, bro, once y'all hit, like, a certain level, y'all not just hood famous, like, y'all beyond hood famous, and, like, y'all recognizable everywhere y'all, bro, get security, get real security, because, like, word on the street was, like, one of them mad homies had a gun and didn't shoot. So, like, just because niggas is hard in their own city don't mean niggas is really trying to catch a case. Just because niggas will shoot at the niggas that live down the street from them don't mean them niggas going to shoot at the niggas that live two states over. Shit like that. I mean, shit like this happen every day in the hood. Most niggas know how to avoid shit like this. Dirt, this ain't never happened to Dirt. I mean, another thing is, like, niggas got to know how to, like, how to move. Once they there, like, you can't act how you act when you had 10,000 in your bank account versus, like, 2 million, shit like that. Shit, get better shooters, nigga. Everybody hood got shooters, bro. You go to another nigga's city, bro, you should know people. Like, you should know niggas in their city, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. I feel like niggas should just know how to move once niggas get money. Like, I feel like there's a lot of shit that should change about niggas, they demeanor, how they move once niggas get famous. And I feel like this is a prime example. And Pop Smoke is also a prime example. And I don't want niggas to feel like they offended or nothing, but this is the honest truth that when you get into a certain position, you have to be smarter than the niggas around you. And not just the niggas in your immediate circle, but literally everybody that's watching you, because everybody is watching you, because you chose to have a career in the eye of the public. So, you know what I'm saying? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You know what I'm saying? You want to go around the other nigga city punching on motherfuckers, make sure somebody in your group got a gun. Because when them niggas start shooting, y'all niggas got to shoot back. Or y'all niggas better be fucking flash and shit. Y'all niggas better know how to run. You know what I'm saying? Because that would probably suffice. Yeah. Or just, you know what I'm saying, learn how to talk. You know what I'm saying? If more people learn how to talk out their problems, they probably wouldn't have problems. But you know, that's just me, right? As you have an opinion?
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I don't really follow too much of it. But on a common sense note, he was kind of... But first, I want to say my condolences to him and his family also, because he personally never did nothing wrong to me. So I have nothing personally against him. But if you're going to move in that type of situation, we all should learn from the 6ix9ine effect. The only reason why 6ix9ine is still a living, breathing entity is because he had a bunch of security. And whether we like him or not, his security didn't care because he got paid. So when you have security with you everywhere, and you're a pronounced name, that helps a lot. And when you had, like what Mayor said, or Tremere, what he said, if you have people that know how to aim and play Call of Duty and take Call of Duty serious in life, you get far places and you rank up without dying or respawning. Nobody wants to respawn. I know I don't want to respawn. I like to keep ranking up. That's my thoughts.
I'm fucking dead. No, but I guess it's like, if you go compare this shit to, like, a game, I guess it would be like The Sims.
Yeah.
But in The Sims, niggas don't die. But it's like, I'm pretty sure if, like, you died on The Sims, I don't think you would come back. Like, I don't know. Niggas need to value their lives, man, I guess, like, if that's a way to, like, look at it. I don't know, man. Like, that nigga is, I don't know, man. I feel like, I don't know, man. I feel like
you should have had security or something. You got all that money for all them chains and shit, bro. There's no fucking way. No fucking way. Niggas do not have armed security. Niggas don't got niggas who, like, literally part of, like, the police and shit. Like, the venue had off-duty police as security. Why don't you? Makes no sense. Absolutely zero sense at all. But, you know, I feel like every rapper out there is going to take this shit as a learning lesson. Also, to the niggas who, like, really got dirty in the streets and shit, this is, like, a sign that nobody's untouchable. And, like, you can get that amount of bread. It's not going to stop nothing from coming to you if you put out that energy. Like, that's the energy you're going to get back. And, like, there's always somebody tougher than the next motherfucker. But then, in this case, I don't know, man. I look at Lil Tim. That nigga don't look like he was hard or, like, tough. I don't know, or scary. I don't know. Like, fucking, like, that nigga look like he just did that shit simply because he ain't want to fight or whatever. But, like, that's, I don't know, man. Like, a scared nigga really kill you faster than somebody that's really, like, with it. I feel like if Tim was like that, he'd have fucking melted this shit out of mine because he had the perfect angle to, like, beat him the fuck up. Or, like, hit him and knock him the fuck out or something. I feel like that would have gotten just as much clout as, like, killing him without having to worry about niggas trying to kill you and your homie. Like, fucking Lil Durk bought every fucking ticket to Quando Rondo show. Well, half of the ticket, two-thirds, whatever the fuck. That is interesting. That is very fucking interesting. This is, like, now you gotta worry about that energy. I don't know. You know, another thing is, like, of course we not really going to hear Quando Rondo on them side because, like, they got dealt with a court case and all that shit. And then once they beat that, it's going to be, like, clout. And then them niggas going to be, like, on a tight time to where, like, them niggas probably going to brag on that shit. Because, like, Chicago niggas is big on that shit. And, like, I know, like, Quando and them niggas from Atlanta. But them niggas is, like, big on disrespecting dead niggas for some reason. Like, for some reason, that's a thing. I don't know. But King Von did that shit to fucking FBG Duck, like, soon as Duck died. And, like, nobody had none of this energy of niggas being too disrespectful and this, that, and the third when it was Duck or, like, any of Lil Durk and King Von's ops. So, you know what I'm saying? You do dirt, you get dirt. You know what I'm saying? But let's lighten the motherfucking mood. DJ, play a track so we can stop talking about dead niggas.
No, we don't play. Shout out my cousin, that nigga be sturdy, run with a K. That nigga stop dirty, get hit up with 30, get level you came. We come with the thunder, you changing the weather, we making it rain. Throw on my odds, I run with my nation, my niggas don't change. Never keep running your mouth, get hit in your face. Stepping through checks, I'm making it flood, they riding away. Courage, hit it from rain, yeah. I'm on a Gucci, she gave me neck and coochie, I need a spice and toothy, never forget me no groovies, I can't be fucking no groovies, I just like that, gotta spend me a check, about to pop me some bands, ain't tripping no bitch, there's always some more, look at him like 10, you wasn't around when niggas was down, and you not my man, tapping these bands through cans like sand, trying to get milk for the fans,
Niggas ain't real, niggas be folding up. You can't trust these niggas, they suckers. Haters is mad, niggas is going up. You don't fuck me, nigga, then fuck them. You don't want hands, nigga, you know what's up. Got hot shit too, can't duck them. Give them gas, real talk, then pluck them. Ambulance came, shit was disgusting. Put in work, make sure that it's done. When we peel off, we don't discuss it. Good thing we practice, we're moving targets. Cause them niggas saw my face and start running. They make diss songs and plead a case. Keep it on West, cause you know how we coming. Keep it not when it look like I'm bumming. Metal detector, I still got my gun in. I'm with the gang, nigga. You know we don't play. Shout out my cousin, that nigga be sturdy. Run with the K. That nigga from 30, get hit up with 30. Get level, you came. We come with the thunder, we stains in the weather. We making it rain. Throw all my odds, I run with my nation. My niggas don't change. Yeah, keep running your mouth, get hit in your face. Surfing through checks, I'm making it flood. They riding away. Courage. Hit it from rain.
Stations. Fucking hear it, but they trying to lock up the man himself, Donald Trump. They say as soon as he get out of office, they got 17 cases pending for that boy.
They trying to get him.
Yeah,
man,
this is true. This is true, man. I mean, you know, like you said earlier in this program, you know, what's really real? Like, what's really good? You know, a lot of times people don't understand what Retroland is all about. Man, he always going to tell you what you want to hear that you don't want to hear. I know that sounds oxymoronic, but it's true. All of our hosts are very, very special because of their gift. The legacy continues. Tomorrow night, right here on these only stations, we come right back on, right, with the Jerry Petito Show. 10:30 in Nova Scotia, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these only stations. And, of course, David Network, and Beverly Nation has advertised to ONI, which is on the Deli and Ghost Enterprise. You reach, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as and Ghost Time, both at BevNet and Damon.com. We're in Ghost Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ghost at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malaria and Ghost at Facebook, as well as our business page, Retroland, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions? So I want for programming tonight. Oh, late day, late. That goes with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay, when goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on the content basis tonight. Hey, Retro, take us home, man. You got 2 minutes left to go on the program.
Listen, man, I want to thank everybody for calling in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody for listening. I had a real fun night, you know what I'm saying? Talking politics and dead niggas, I guess. You know what I'm saying? A month from now. We're going to have another show, and that shit's probably going to be better than this one. That's usually the goal. I get high, so when they tell me I got 2 minutes left, I don't really be knowing what to say. So I'm going to just say I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy y'all night. It's nighttime mostly everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Mostly everywhere. Good night. Y'all niggas stay safe, stay blessed, you know what I'm saying? Retro Land is, like, shutting down for the night.